page 111. 3. Strategies and listening. Journalism. C. Listen again. Circle the correct option to complete each sentence. Then discuss the expert's views with a partner. Do you agree?
Recent events in the news have highlighted the work of journalists around the world. It's work that can be dangerous. Foreign correspondents often find themselves in difficult and hostile places, reporting on wars or on other crises like famines, floods, etc. This is no 9-to-5 job, and it can be tough. On today's show, we're talking about the work of journalists, trends in journalism, and how technology has changed journalists' work. With us is Stanley Stuffenberg, who has written a book called Journalism Today. Stanley, welcome to the show. What are some of the issues you talk about in your book?
Well, thank you. Clearly, one of the main issues we are seeing in journalism and how news is disseminated has to do with how quickly events are reported. Gone are the days when journalists wrote their reports, filed them with a news agency, and a day later they would appear in a newspaper. But these days, many of our news reports, they're being filed, filmed, or published live, as events are still happening and unfolding. It's immediate.
Right. We see news helicopters filming car chases live, or cameras are there when people are being arrested.
Right. And there are more sources of news and information these days, too. We don't just rely on reporters at the scene of an event. Ordinary people and citizens, they're sending in photos and reports. It gives a much wider range of voices and opinions.
Right. Now let's take a question from a caller. This is Lewis calling in from San Diego. Lewis, go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. One of the things I find worrisome with this instant news reporting is that we see many more really shocking or upsetting images. I mean, of people who have been killed or badly injured. And I wonder, should we be seeing these pictures? Do we even need to? Is it ethical?
Well, the caller raises an important question. Do we really need to see those kinds of graphic pictures? The problem is that many news organizations are very concerned with ratings. They're very competitive. So using pictures like this is one way to boost the ratings, get more viewers. Is it ethical? In my opinion, it isn't.
Which brings me to another question. Is the role of a journalist to simply report news as an observer? Or is the role of the reporter to be someone who can help change a situation?
I think many people believe that journalists can influence or change situations and that by exposing what is going on in a region, it can have an enormous political impact. But in reality, I think what they can do is limited. They have influence, but only to a certain extent. As journalists, they can report what's happening, show the pictures, and maybe offer their own comments, their own perspective. But at the end of the day, it's then up to leaders, or indeed the public, to make change happen.